I know we have this conversation every year. Well, you and Bob have this conversation every year around Truth and Reconciliation Day. But let's just remind our listeners what Plenty Canada is and what your organization does.
Okay. Plenty Canada is an Indigenous-led organization involved in work that brings Indigenous knowledge systems and Western science together to address community-based challenges. And we do that in Canada, but also internationally.
Okay. And in the last year, let's say, have you seen any progress in terms of the conversation around Indigenous initiatives and just the general acceptance and acknowledgement of the reconciliation piece?
Yeah. Okay. So reconciliation is Canadian based. Canada had profound influence on the Convention on Biological Diversity. That's taking care of the land, our plants, our animals. And so the Kuhneman-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, Canada had unexpected influence. And the influence came out of a process called Pathways One, where Canada brought Indigenous knowledge systems and Western systems together, set up in ethical space. Ethical space is a term used where accommodations are made for both Western governance systems and Indigenous governance systems. And out of that came recommendations under the Indigenous Circle of Experts and the National Advisory Panel that included things like recommendation one, embraces Indigenous worldviews that acknowledge we are one species among many that share the earth with the rest of life, and achieves our collective conservation goals within a framework of reconciliation and the creation of ethical space. So Canada had global influence, and that is part of the 10-year requirements of the parties. That's governments that have signed on to the Convention on Biological Diversity. It also influences the Convention on Climate Change. And it's one of the positive examples that I see Canada involved with. More locally, I see people thinking about reconciliation and thinking about the calls to action. I see that in particular in our schools. Our Board of Education is very committed. Boards of Education are very committed to reconciliation. Obviously, there's examples that aren't so positive, but I'm real happy to see that part of our education system is to take seriously the lessons that have been learned and the recommendations that have been put forward.
Yeah, I know the UCDSB specifically contributed or set aside funding for Indigenous learnings and books and, you know, the promotion of Indigenous art. I mean, that's obviously a very positive sign to see.
For sure. It's important for Indigenous kids to know that their knowledge systems are respected and treated on par. Yeah, it's very important for mental health. And it is respect in action. I sit on the advisory committee for Indigenous studies on the that school board.
There has been, as you mentioned, you know, those efforts made. What work still needs to be done here?
Well, the general public missed out our shared history. How did we get here as Canada? That early history, those early treaties, we're all treaty people, but too often people see it as us and them. You know, it's just Indigenous peoples wanting a free ride, when it's anything but that. Our ancestors agreed on certain things that are embodied in treaties, including the treaty that came out of the Royal Proclamation of 1763, the Treaty of Niagara in 1764. By the way, Algonquin and Nipissing runners ran strings of wampum to numerous First Nations, 24 of whom showed up for treaty discussions. The Royal Proclamation is part of our Canadian Constitution. it influenced it, and that's why we have Section 35. But I know not that long ago, we had students coming from the area. One in particular comes to mind. She's now teaching in the area. She had never heard of residential schools, graduated from high school, never heard of residential schools. So, that was a disservice to everyone, Indigenous and otherwise, to not know that history, not understand its influence today, and what we need to do to correct it.
Yeah, you make a very interesting point about the residential school conversation because I agree. I didn't know about them until I was living in northern Alberta and I lived 20 minutes away from Saddle Lake, where all those graves were unmarked graves were uncovered. That conversation has definitely increased over the last couple of years. How about the education piece in that respect? Because a lot of people, as you mentioned, we weren't taught this. Our generation wasn't taught this throughout the schooling system. So does that need to be brought forward for individuals when they're younger, so it's a part of the Canadian history lesson?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it is being addressed, but it's the gap right now. It's, my generation back until fairly recently. And by the way, I'm 77. How do we get to those people who are decision makers right now? They're the ones calling the shots. And I hear negative stuff from time to time, that's based on ignorance of our shared history. So, how do you deal with that? That's a tough one. And I greatly appreciate people who reach out and try to learn. I was visiting our band office just yesterday, heard of a couple of people who had come to the office, who had been at our powwow, heard about the dish with one spoon, wanted to learn more about that historical period. And so I think it's important in terms of reconciliation. We're living through tougher times. And just yesterday that there was the Postal Service announcement. And how do you at the same time say, well, if we're going to have a healthy country, we need to invest in education in that group that missed out on learning about our shared history. But I actually feel it's should be a high priority and should rank up there with other priorities that this country invests in.
So then I guess lastly, for those people in that gap and are interested in learning and educating themselves further, what are the local resources they can turn to?
They can reach out to us. They can reach out to First Nations. There are good resources in the media. I'm going to use that term broadly. Our libraries have resources. There's ever more good films being released. And we at Plenty Canada would be happy to assist the listeners of Lake 88. If they want some recommendations, we'd be happy to share them. In fact, Grant, I think we'd be happy to organize a web page. We already have partially done that. But I think we could do that with relative ease and give people who are interested in learning more an opportunity. So our phone number is 613-278-2215. And you can also reach us through email at info@plentycanada.com.